USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We've made such strides, like it wouldn't even be, you wouldn't even believe it.
President Trump speaking at the White House when discussing his administration's ongoing response to the coronavirus outbreak. The president meeting with top retailers at the White House. Small businesses are now able to apply for loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. That's all part of the $500 billion stimulus package that the president signed on Friday. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz believes these loans are just Band-Aids.
PPP 1 and PPP 2 is just a short-term Band-Aid that will run out of money in the next 7 to 8 weeks, and when businesses reopen, they will be forced to close and by Labor Day because they will not be able to sustain the level of business that they currently have.
Schultz speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.